It is time that you start seriously interviewing and having expectations of the realtor that's going to represent you in the purchase of your home, the largest asset you ever buy. Some of us spend more time researching the best restaurants to eat than we do researching the realtor that's going to represent us. And there was a reason for that. It didn't cost you any money. So, you know, if your best friend's cousin is referred to you, why not? Well, potentially in July, all that is changing. With the new settlement, if it's approved, the buyer potentially will now be responsible for paying his agent out of his pocket money to represent him in the purchase of a home. So, made me think, what do we got to know about the realtors ourselves? What would I ask if I was in your shoes? So I came up with a list. And here's the list I came up with. You are to approach any realtor agent that potentially can represent you with the following mindset. Is this person worth me paying out of my pocket if it comes to that? Because it potentially does not. Potentially you don't have to pay, but there's a chance you will. Is he or she worth it for me to pay out of my pocket to represent me and negotiate for me in the most important purchase I will ever make in my life? That's the mindset you have to approach this with. So first question I want to ask is, what makes you different? Why would I hire you to represent me in this process if I got to pay you? What's your level of experience? Do you do it full-time? Do you do it part-time? How many transactions have you done in the last 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, 10 years? Tell me some examples where buyers have benefited from having you represent them in the purchase of their home. After they give you all of this information and you feel, okay, these people sound good, ask them, how is your negotiating skills? Because here, my friends, is what's going to set top agents and realtors aside from everybody else. How are your negotiating skills? Here's the reason why. There's three scenarios that will come out of potentially you purchasing a home if this new settlement is approved. One, that the seller through buyer credits pays for your agent's commission. So it won't come out of your pocket. It is negotiated. They're offering some kind of credit, which will then offset what you have to pay him or her. So bottom line, it doesn't cost you anything. Two, combination of both. The seller is offering some buyer concessions. And your agent realtor wants $10,000. So maybe they offer $5,000 in concessions over here, which offsets the $10,000 you have to pay him. So really, you're only coming out of pocket $5,000 because the seller is offering you a $5,000 buyer concession. So five and five. So it costs you $5,000, not $10,000, right? Or three, you have to pay the full, in this example, $10,000. And the reason why negotiation is so important is because your realtor needs to understand how to negotiate so he minimizes or she minimizes the amount of money that potentially can come out of your pocket. You're already coming up with the down payment, the closing costs. You got to pay for the appraisal. You got to pay for the buyer's inspection. You want to minimize that cost also. And historically, you guys haven't worried about that. So you haven't put any value into agents or realtors because they just open the doors, make an offer, and that's it. And in your world, that is all that matters. Well, now let me pull the curtains back. That's not all that happens. There's a lot of negotiations and problem solving that goes through in this process. And you need someone who actually knows what the heck they're doing, can expect, anticipate problems and solve problems for you, not just open doors. Not just make an offer and then hand it off to a transaction coordinator and be done. You guys need someone who actually can negotiate, problem solve, anticipate problems. And this is what you're looking for. So the days of hiring your part-time or full-time cousin who has no negotiation experience, you go on and do his Google reviews, and he has one, and it's from his mom. He hasn't closed a deal in 8 months. He doesn't want to show houses, or she doesn't want to show houses. They send you to all the open houses. The days of those people are coming to an end because you now have to pick. Do I want the expert who's going to negotiate and minimize the expense to me? Or do I want someone who was referred to me and it really didn't matter? Well, now it matters. Now you need to start interviewing the agents. Here's another reason why you have to interview the realtors and agents. And I think it's one of the most important ones, putting the money aside. Most of you never signed a buyer's agreement in our area. It's rarely used. What is a buyer's agreement? A buyer's agreement is an agreement between you and your realtor that you are going to be using, that person is going to represent you in the purchase of your home. Now, up to this point, a lot of you didn't sign it, wasn't required to sign it, and therefore you could have three realtors looking for houses, and whoever found the right house and made the offer and got accepted, they're the ones that got paid, but they were paid by the sellers or the listing agents. My apologies. Through the cooperating commission. Well, now, all of a sudden, you now can't jump from agent to agent to agent to agent if you have a buyer's cooperating agreement. Well, buyer-agent agreement, I apologize. Now, you can, but potentially you're on the hook. So let's say you sign one with an agent that they're going to represent you. And you go with another agent and you sign another one. And you're thinking, well, they're not going to know. So who gives a crap? And you come with me and I make an offer for you and it gets accepted. And this other agent finds out, they're going after you, not me, for the commission you owe them. So you're in essence being locked in with that representation. So now all of a sudden, the dynamic, the paradigm has completely switched because now it does matter who that buyer's agent is. Now it is a lot more than just opening doors and sending you properties from the MLS. Now they are responsible for minimizing the amount of money that you potentially will pay out of pocket to go to them. Now, there's programs that we are coming up with to minimize that. Like, for example, in our company, if you use our lender and there's no seller cooperating, buyer concessions coming from the seller, in essence, you're going to pay me. If you use our lender, we will do it for free. You don't pay me anything because you're using our lender. So that's one way to do it. Developers do that right now. So that's something we're doing internally to offset your cost is I can't force you to use a lender. But if you use ours, then we can work with that so it doesn't cost you anything. So now you really need to interview who's going to represent you. I would argue you should interview three agents. Three that were referred. It doesn't matter if they're full-time or part-time. See what their buyer's presentation is. See what they have to offer. See what their negotiating skills are. go look at their Google reviews, go look at their social media, go to see how involved they are or aren't. That will tell you a lot about their level of commitment to you.